There's a science to making coffee, and this is a coffee scientist.
How you doing?
Carl Leonard.
Let me go ahead and roast some coffee. 200 gram sample here that we're going to be tasting or cupping. And what we try to do is actually duplicate laboratory testing where everything is kept consistent. And we're going to pour it right into the mouth of the roaster. I'm going to go ahead and pull it out. And then we just simply... Now the next thing we're going to do, I'm pouring 195 degree water, 6 ounces of water, over the 7 grams of ground coffee. And that wonderful fragrance that you're picking up is these volatile oils getting airborne. We waited 4 minutes for the coffee to properly steep, and we're going to give it about 3 stirs. We're going to lift our spoon, and we're going to smell the coffee. And this Brazil is bold, rich, and nutty. I'm going to go ahead and score the aroma. Let's give it a 9. All right, so now we're going to start slurping. First place I'm picking it up is at the tip of my tongue, and I get a tingling, and that's telling me there's acidity there, a snappiness. If coffee doesn't have acidity, it will be dull and flat. Now we're going to rate the body. This is the Papua New Guinea, which is maybe a 5. And what we do is we will marry heavy-bodied coffees to higher acidic coffees to come up with a balanced cup that delivers great body and very nice snappy acidity all at the same time. Modern science has tried to come up with a mechanism or machine that would evaluate taste. It hasn't happened yet. Thank goodness, I still have a job.
For WRKF, I'm Frank Barnett.
Support for healthcare and science coverage on Louisiana's Lab comes from Basil Saxe & Wilson, serving the legal and business needs of people and companies throughout Louisiana, and from ExxonMobil Baton Rouge, supporting education in science, technology, engineering, and math.